Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back into the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dusty, a week ago we mentioned it, that the powers that be in college football, during the national championship game that weekend, the powers that be were meeting to talk about expanding the college football playoffs. Now, anyone who has listened to our show regularly knows what my feelings are on this topic. Essentially, for those of you who are new, let me sum it up. These guys are freaking idiots to not expand the playoffs, okay? There's no downside to it, Dusty. None. However, that appears to be the case. What is going on?
Well, to me, it's like trying to herd cats. You know, you've got cats all over the place with, you know, like the ACC has one ball of yarn. And you've got the Big Ten is chasing a laser pointer over there. I mean, that's what you're trying to do here. And it's not to say that, okay, that laser pointer is, you know, I can understand the logic behind, and the Big Ten's laser pointer. This analogy is so stupid. But but the Big Ten is focused on automatic qualifiers. Okay, I mean, if that's their, like, drop-dead talking point, like, they're no negotiation beyond that, okay, everybody seems to have, like, a I won't negotiate beyond this talking point. And that's the big issue right now, is that you've got all these people coming together with certain points that are important to them, and they don't all overlap. They don't all mesh, and they don't seem to be getting anywhere. And that's where we are, is that all these conversations are unfolding. And I think, you know, when it was first announced, whatever it was, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, however long ago it was, that it looked like the college football playoff would be expanding, that was them getting ahead of themselves just a little bit and not probably understanding how much discussion, negotiation, and how much reasoning was going to have to be done with all these different parties before they could ever really entertain that. And so what we're seeing is the window is closing, trying to end the current arrangement, which runs through, what, 2026?
Either 25 or 26. I don't know if that the 26 years, the last of the old or the beginning of the new. But a little bit just to support the background on this, Dusty. It was last year last summer or fall, where they had a committee look into it, and they came out and did everything but announce, we're going 12 teams and we're doing it sooner rather than later. And the reason, the sooner rather than later, the issue was the current setup does have a contract with ESPN through like 25 or 26, whatever it is. But there was just overwhelming reasons to make this happen sooner. Mostly money, but also would satisfy the fans. The conferences would each make sure they'd get a team into the playoffs, which has not been the case previously. But then what appeared to happen was Texas and Oklahoma shocked everybody by saying, oh, we're switching to the Southeast Conference, which is a pretty important detail. And the commissioner of the Southeast Conference failed to mention this to the other committee members who were talking about expanding the playoffs, which created this atmosphere of mistrust. And that created the problem. But the issue for me is, for each one of these conferences, I think they all have a legitimate reason why it's good to go to 12-team playoffs, whether it's just make more money or also to get a team in from their own conference. So let's hit every conference pretty quickly. You started with the Big Ten. Their issue is we want an automatic qualifier. My question to that, though, is, Dustin, first of all, that's rather weak to think that a Big Ten conference winner wouldn't go. The only circumstance where that could happen is if some weak West Division team sneaks in with a 7-5 record and somehow upsets Ohio State, which, oh, by the way, that has never happened in the history of the conference championships as set up now between East and West. But even if that were the case and you then ended up with like a 12-1 or an 11-2 Ohio State, they're still going to make the playoffs anyway if there's 12 teams, right? So what's the Big Ten argument?
That a participation ribbon should be given to every league. Maybe that's the argument. I don't know. I mean, it is a weird thing to be stuck on and demand, coming from a commissioner who has a league that is all but guaranteed to get at least one team in anyway. Maybe it's just, the Pac-12 and Big Ten and, have been meeting together and strategically aligning their objectives. And maybe there's an alliance situation going on and there's mistrust of the SEC and a means to check the control and check the power of the SEC in the new expansion going forward, trying to prevent a situation where they're getting five teams in, six teams in. I don't think anybody wants to see, an automatic champion with conference championship games still being a thing. If you want to talk about automatic entry, let's do away with divisions and do away with conference championship games. And that way the team at the top of the heap has battled the entire way through and emerged as a legitimate winner of that league. In a one-off game, to see a 7-5 Purdue, beat Ohio State because their quarterback got hurt in the championship game, and that earns them and then that team goes in and gets blown out in the first round of the playoffs. It doesn't really help anybody anyway.
And as I said, Ohio State would make the playoffs anyway when you have 12 teams in. Let's look at a couple of these other conferences. The Big 12, and I love the way you put this in your notes, they're leaking oil already and are going to lose Oklahoma and Texas. Guys, here's your chance to get into the playoffs, whether there's an automatic bid or not. Losing Oklahoma and Texas, if you keep it at four teams, you may not see the playoffs for quite a while.
And you know what? I mean, looking at the teams that they do have, let's just look at, say, Oklahoma State and Iowa State. There are pretty good odds, especially Oklahoma State is a pretty proven, we'll be a top 12 team, but they've never really proven that they can be more than that. So a 12-team playoff, your last good team, really, they can be part of this mix now. So, but also, when I say they're leaking oil with those teams leaving and all that conversation about maybe the Big 12 imploding and maybe, adding these members and losing these members and all, they kind of became irrelevant in this conversation. But they do have a seat at the table.
Big 12, if you want a playoff team, and Pac-12, very comparable. But they're concerned about the Rose Bowl? Come on. Don't you want to win, the college football championship? To do that, you got to get into the playoffs. There's a path for you to get into the playoffs, and that's an expanded playoff, Dusty.
Well, and with the bowl games, I mean, there's a pretty easy way to – I don't think you're risking losing the Rose Bowl or the Cotton Bowl. You're looking at losing one of the other 44 bowls. You're looking at losing the Barstool Bowl or whatever, the Pinstripe Bowl. Those are not bowl games that you fight for because they have great, rich tradition. Those are bowl games being fought for because there are committees at every one of those bowls who have buddies in college football and who make a lot of money because they run one game a year. Why is anybody fighting for those bowl games? I think you still play them, but when it comes to college football playoff, the Rose Bowl can be tied into this thing. So I don't see why you would end up losing it, other than saying, okay, by entering into this arrangement, at some point in time, the Rose Bowl is going to get phased out by the playoff. I don't really know, but that too seems like, kind of a strange thing to be caught up on.
During all of this, the Southeast Conference just sits back and says, okay, fine. We had a 4-team playoff. We had two teams not only in it, but both make it to the finals. If you make it 12 teams, we'll have even more teams make it. And I would think that would still be important to them by the time when Oklahoma and Texas arrive. You have so many good teams in the Southeast Conference. They're all going to beat each other, so it's not like all of a sudden you're going to have three or four teams make it in a 4-team playoff. You would want that expansion. So they're pretty good, I think, with anything. And then probably the conference that's most upset about everything is the ACC, and that I really don't get. They've been fortunate to have a really good Clemson over the last several years until this past season, where Clemson came down to earth. Now, is that the new reality for Clemson? The ACC better hope not, because if that is the case, they with a 4-team playoff, they're not going to see a playoff team until it does get expanded. So, Dusty, where are they coming from in this argument?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think Jim Phillips has been out there everywhere. So I don't know if they're the most passionate, but they've been the most vocal so far. And okay, I mean, if you want to talk about 12 isn't it, but 8 might be it. I mean, I'll sit down and listen to that, because at this point in time, as somebody who's in favor of expansion, I'll listen to just about anything that might get us a little closer to that. But yeah, I mean, you know, and speaking, you know, with Clemson, you've seen Ohio State, Alabama, and Georgia, I think, have kind of shown that no matter who their quarterback is, they are so good through and through that they are a college football playoff contender. This was the first year that Clemson has had to kind of do battle without the proven guy at quarterback, and you saw them struggle a little bit. And by the way, Josh Pate from 24/7 Sports, who I think we've talked about before, he is anti-playoff, and I, you know, he thinks as a college football is a regular season sport and all that. But he makes good points, and one good point that's worth considering is expanding and changing everything because Nick Saban is at Alabama, and Nick Saban and Alabama are dominating college football. Does it make sense to just wait him out first? It's interesting to think, like, Alabama, if you take Nick Saban out of it, how's this dialogue change? You know, it changes some, and that kind of fascinates me.
It's a good point, Dustin, but I think what gets lost in that point is this, that once they started doing the playoffs, the unfortunate thing is the other bowl games stopped being important at all. But with the 12-team playoff, and I used to be an 8-team advocate, now I'm going with the 12, because what it will do is it will get all conferences involved. It'll get more teams involved. All of a sudden, you know what? Previously, you lose two games, you're out of the playoff talk. That's not the case anymore. More teams are involved in it through the whole regular season. And, you know, some of these issues, well, maybe they're going to play too many games. Okay, fine, if you want to. There are ways to do that. Eliminate the conference championship game or do what they did in 2020. Play 11 games, and then conference championship week, do the crossover games like the Big Ten did. Give you the last word, Dusty.
Yeah, I think that there are ways around adding games to the schedule. And just as you mentioned, that shouldn't be an issue because you can work around it. You just got to think creatively here.
And my last thought on it, these guys are idiots. They're leaving so much money on the table. It's crazy. We as the fans are missing out. It's idiocy. All right, stick around. Quarter number 4, we have a new special guest coming in for the first time. You don't want to miss it.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hearty souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.